7 years ago, Ann Arbor City Council passed an ordinance allowing residents to keep up to 4 chickens in their backyard. At the time, the issue divided council and was only approved after a requirement to get written approval from neighbors was included. Council is now considering an option for allowing chickens without neighbor consent. The proposal has council again divided over chickens. Eileen Dickinson walks through the snow towards the chicken coop behind her West Side Ann Arbor home. 3 reddish-brown Buff Orpington chickens cluck and coo as she approaches with an apple core and some other food scraps.
Feed them about every 4 days. I change the water about once a week, and I put new straw in when it snows. And I clean the coop out thoroughly about twice a year and add it to my compost.
For this work, Dickinson says she's getting about 3 eggs per day and more.
They're very entertaining in their behavior. I love having them out my kitchen window. I love watching them. I have the coop lit at night during the dark months so that I have a visual focus in the backyard. My neighbors love collecting their compost and feeding it to the birds. The kids love coming over.
Dickinson's experience is typical for the over 100 Ann Arbor residents that have gotten permits for chickens. Over the last 7 years, less than a handful of complaints have been raised by neighbors. City Councilmember Jane Lum credits the provision requiring neighbor approval for the program working smoothly.
Having the neighbor approval provides the balance. I think you're much more likely not to have issues down the road. So, in effect, it does keep it, I think it will keep it so staff are more likely not to have to get engaged in this.
But for some in Ann Arbor, the neighbor veto has proved an insurmountable obstacle to raising chickens.
I know of several people within the 5th Ward alone who've been unable to get permits, either because they've had an unresponsive neighbor that just doesn't respond yes or no, or because there's been a landlord that doesn't have to live next to the birds but doesn't want them to his property, or neighbors that have been in dispute.
That's City Council Member Chuck Warpahowski. He wants to let residents who can't get neighbor permission a provisional permit for 2 birds for 1 year. The proposal excites Ann Arbor resident Kim Baer.
We don't have neighbors who have refused permission. We have neighbors that we haven't been able to contact for various reasons for permission. And I know that there are other people who are in similar situations.
Baer wants chickens to help create a more sustainable lifestyle, as she fears our current food system is broken.
Having new skills and feeling a little bit more self-sufficient and figuring out closed-loop energy systems that are possible even at a very small scale are things that are, you know, that I'm trying to explore and that I want to see how we can do.
Lum says it's unfortunate that some people can't get neighbor approval, but says in an urban setting, many people remain uncomfortable with livestock next door. She's concerned about what will happen with provisional permits.
In effect, you could just keep getting these and, you know, in effect, you would be avoiding the neighbor requirement. So again, I think that's not a good thing.
Lum also fears that provisional permits will put city staffers in the middle of neighbor disputes. Baer counters that 2 chickens for 1 year can serve as a good trial period. She expects her neighbors will appreciate the birds.
Hope to be able to share eggs with our neighbors, but also we share animal care with some of our neighbors. And so I hope that it would be a way of getting them involved with, you know, having some ideas of what it's like to raise chickens.
City Council is expected to make a final decision on the change at their January 20th meeting. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.